Yeah, another massive match, and doesn't get easy. But to be fair to the lads, they're you know, you get home at 2:30 in the morning, and it's in the morning they're back in on recovery at 11 o'clock. You know, back in this morning, it's just helter skelter at the moment. But it was a good performance of the night. We were well in control. It was a good 3 points. But you go to Daly Mount tomorrow, obviously massive pitch. Very strong both sides. You know, the guts of the team that just missed out in Europe last year. Obviously, they haven't done as well in the early part of this year, but still they have the personnel. So, you know, we know how big the game is for us. And as I said, it's on the road again, and a vital 3 points for us.
And a clean sheet again on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was good. Good, yeah. No, so far, you know, first third of the season gone. We've conceded 5 goals, which is good. It's our best start since I've come here. And you know, but we need that. We need to stay in with Dundalk. They're setting the pace, and teams are drifting away and falling away. And you know, it's with us with a new team at the start was always a challenge for us. But you know, all of a sudden we've got 4 wins out of 4, and we need to stay there. But it's very, very difficult tomorrow against Bohemians again with such a short turnaround. But at the same time, you know, we know what we have to do, and there's 3 points at stake. And you know, if we play the same intensity we played it the other night, I'm sure then we'll get the points.
And goals for Shep is 4th on the bounce, I think, and 6 now for Sean Maguire.
Yeah, it's good because, you know, I suppose if you look at it over the last number of years, I keep saying this, Marky took us out of a hole, really. He was phenomenal. And, you know, and they've scored all their goals from play as well. And it's important that you have a couple of guys knocking in the goals. And but you know, you've Shawnee great for him, scored the other night, and Shep 4 on the bounce. You know, Beats has got 4. So we're getting goals from more positions, and that's what we need. And you know, so look, let's just hope they can continue that form tomorrow night.
Garrod came off just at the half time break. What's the story with him? Will he make tomorrow night?
No, he you know, he probably has a better chance of making Friday. He won't make tomorrow night. But I suppose at the same time, the good thing is that, you know, the fact that we had the League Cup game last week, you know, most guys got 90 minutes, some got 120. So it was good from that point of view, because it gave the likes of, you know, Gavin, Colin, Danny, Mark, Ian, Dooley, all these guys, you know, a game, because they had been on the bench for a while, so it was important. So, you know, obviously, with Garrod being out, it gives an opportunity of someone coming in tomorrow, and plus Kenny's back from suspension as well. So from that point of view, it, you know, there will be a few changes.
He did the only doubt, really, Garrod.
Garrod's only doubt, Bucks has a very badly bruised foot, and Benno is, you know, has a bit of a knock, but we just have to wait. It's such a tight turnaround, you have to be careful, because obviously, again, you know, you're back and you have Derry Friday as well, so we just have to monitor. So, you know, I'd still be hoping that Garrod would be the only one out, but we just wait until tomorrow.
And Gavin did well, I believe, when he came on.
Gavin did great, yeah. Gavin did great. But I suppose Gavin, to be fair to him, we know his talent, we know the potential he has. He started the season really, really well, and he picked up an injury, and, you know, after the Derry match, missed a couple of weeks, and, you know, it just set him back. And but, you know, he did very well in the League Cup game last week. He came on the night, did great. So, you know, it's a real opportunity, hoping that he can bounce back and get a run in the team.
You've had a lot of games recently that have been coming thick and fast. How have you been managing your squad so the lads don't get burnt out with this kind of hectic series of games?
What you have to do, you have to make sure that they do the right recovery and they get their rest and their hydration in. And, you know, it is difficult because, you know, we seem to be getting the rough end of the stick at the moment with the games and the travelling we have to do. And, you know, it seems one rule for one club, some clubs, and another rule for others. And you know, to have this type of games and such a close, like, we requested the game on Friday night, the game against Bray to be played on Friday night. Bray agreed with us, and the league turned us down. You know, so
on what grounds?
On the grounds that Bray normally played home on Saturdays. You know, so even the fact that both clubs agreed to play Friday night to give everyone an extra day was turned down. So that's frustrating. You know, and there's been other games this year that, you know, certain clubs have got their way, and unfortunately, it's. But then again, look, we're from Cork. You know, we're used to travelling. We know the way it is. It's tough, and that's why I keep saying that, you know, if an outside club wins the league, you really deserve it, because it's so difficult. And but at the same time, we know what we have to do tomorrow. We're or up the bows, and it is difficult, Rory, but at the same time you just have to manage the guys. There's a lot of good advice out there with your physios and your strength and conditioning guys and ourselves with our knowledge, and it's just important for the guys to get their rest and recovery and get their hydration, and well, it's a quick turnaround, you know, if they look after themselves, which they do, you know, you'll be okay.
I'm telling you, Park is always a tricky place to go to play.
It is, because one, it's a massive pitch, it's huge. Two, because the reports are, you know, that it's not in good condition, you know, and obviously the fact that, you know, there's a heat wave in Dublin for these few days, and plus the fact that you know, a number of years ago we had a very serious injury with Brian Lennon when he fell, you know, so there is, you know, we're hoping that there might be some work done to the pitch tomorrow night, but certainly, you know, looking at the game last week against Dundalk, it wasn't in good condition, and you know, but at the same time, it's an energy sapping pitch because it's so big. But look at, you know, we're after four in a row, confidence is back. We know it's a big game for us, and while they've, you know, some really, really good players, obviously, you know, with the likes of, you know, we know Davy Mullen, Prendergast at the back, two experienced lads, and Delaney in goal, and they have, you know, I suppose you look in the middle of the park, they're playing Lopez, Buckley, Akinada is due to come back in, so they have a lot of strength in the wings, but at the same time, you know, we played the first game of the season, we won, and it's a big game for us tomorrow night, and, you know, I suppose it's better going up there after winning four in a row than not after winning four in a row, so... We're looking forward to that.
And with 11 games gone now in the season, just the one loss, 4 points off the top, how would you reflect and assess the first third of the season?
I think it's an incredible return for a new team, you know, because there's always the risk that when you bring 7-8 new players in, it takes a while for them to gel. But we, as I said, we felt from the end of last season we had no choice but to do that. Mm. We felt that the gap that was there, that we had to make changes to see could we compete against Dundalk. And we've done that, and the team have gelled very, very quickly. It's the best start since we've come in, for us, as management, it's our best start. So we're just hoping that we get the confidence and the lads believe in themselves, because I think you can see there's goals in the team and they've shown that they can create chances. And from that point of view, I think it's been an excellent start. But, you know, Dundalk has set the bar, Rory, and we need to stay with them, and the gap is opening up, and, you know, in another 2 or 3 weeks, you know, if you don't stay there, there could be a bigger gap, and we have to try and do that.
John, as you mentioned a few moments ago, Bohemians, they're drifting away a little bit. They're down the bottom of the table practically at the moment. They just have 11 points from 11 games. So it's a big game for Bohemians tomorrow night to get a home win. So obviously it's going to be a tough one for Cork City.
Well, I think the big thing for Bohemians, to be fair to them, is that, you know, if you look at their team and their panel from last year, they were unlucky. They just missed out in Europe. Keith did a fantastic job, and I suppose no different than down in Cork. Maybe the expectations in Bowes this year, the start of the year, were huge, because they brought in Curtis Byrne, they brought in Ben Muhammad, and you know, Quigley. So they brought in a few players up in the forward areas to give them more goals. And the expectations to start the year, a lot of people are talking about us to challenge the title, and it is difficult. And then they had a bad start, you know, and when you did a tough start, and when you lose a few games, you know, team can lose a bit of confidence. But he still is the nucleus of a very, very good team. And I'm sure that once Bowes turn the corner and get one win, they'll go on a run, because they have the panel and they have the players for that. But at the moment, for the first third of the season, it has been a bit difficult for them. But still, you know, if they could turn around and put 2, 3, 4 wins together, they'll be back up in the top 4 or 5, and have no doubt about that. But, you know, as I keep saying, in this league, you know, we went to Bray the other night, very difficult game. Mm-hmm. They made it very difficult for us, but we held our heads, we kept going, and kept playing, and got a reward, and got the 3 points a week earlier. Pats didn't get the 3 points, so that shows you that you have to be on your game for every match.
John, will you save any players tomorrow night with the game against Derry in mind for Friday night?
No, there's no such thing as saving players, Mick. What you do is that if a player isn't right, and you're advised, and you look at him, and there's a danger he might get a serious injury, or, you know, he might pull a hamstring and be out for a number of weeks, that's a different situation. But you don't look at a scenario where, oh, will we rest a few fellas with Friday night? Like, there's no point in not, you know, not tomorrow night, there's 3 points in offer, so, you know, you go out with your full intention with your strongest team, and you try and get your 3 points and move on.
Bowes are a bit like Sligo, aren't they? They're waiting for that first like Dave Robson always got a few wins under his belt. They're the same way. Like, I mean, they missed a 92nd minute penalty on Friday night against Finn Harps. So
yeah,
they're close. Like
they're very close. And I suppose, you know, we go back, Billina, right, in the sense that the time when a couple of weeks there we had a few draws, we had missed a penalty in Sligo. You know, we came home that night with the 3 points, a different atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And then the next week against Wexford, we missed a host of chances. You know, so unfortunately for both, they're just going through that at the moment. And there's only one way out of that, is just work hard, keep your head down, and you'll turn the corner. When you turn the corner, then you'll go on a run. That's what they have to do. And look, I'm obviously hoping it won't be the start tomorrow night, won't be the start for them, but you know they still have a very, very strong panel, and they're still a very good team. So, you know, it's only a matter of time. It's going to just turn very quickly for them. And you know, for us, it's just the most important thing for us is to make sure that we get out there tomorrow night with 3 points.
Good result the other night. It's a tough place to go, Bray. I think a lot of teams have found that in recent weeks. It's tough to break down the first half, but I think we came into it a bit more second half and created a lot of chances. So I think it was a matter of time. But we move on now. It's good 3 points, but big one again tomorrow night.
And you got on yourself just before half time, and I'd say happy enough with your own performance, because you'd had 120 minutes under your belt earlier in the week.
I think I did okay. Yeah, still probably not at the level that I kind of want to be at, but I suppose that'll come more games I play. But yeah, I was happy to get on. Obviously, unfortunately, it was because of Garrod picking up the injury. But yeah, I think I was happy enough to come on and hopefully try and help the team get the 3 points, which we did. So I was happy enough.
Yeah, that Alan Bennett said you changed the match when you came on.
Yeah.
When you came on and guys scored, and you took the corner.
Yeah, well, listen, I kind of
2 and 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'd like to kind of think I'm kind of a attack in mind, kind of. Like to kind of make things happen, create things, like, so you know, I think I made somewhat of an impact, but I think everyone just kind of upped their game. It wasn't just me individually. Yeah. It was, I think, like the rest of the boys upped their game. Yeah, up the tempo, and we moved the ball well. Like I said, created a lot of chances, so it was a team effort, really.
And that's the way it's been, isn't it? I mean, you start the season so well. You got a goal against Dundalk in the President's Cup, and then unfortunately you got injured.
Yeah,
and like the competition in the squad though is so tight. Like, if you're in your lane, if you're out,
it can be the beauty and then it can be the downfall as well. Like, but like I said, like, I was disappointed obviously to pick up the injury, because I felt I'd done well in pre-season and started off the season fairly well, but like, we had players to come in and do well. I think Beats came in there for a while, was playing there, he was doing excellent there, and then even Buxton the last couple of games has been playing there, so he's been doing really well. So it's good for the squad all around that we can have players step in there and you know, still do the same job as the fella before.
And the schedule's a bit crazy, isn't it? 5 home games in 15 days. Now you've 3 games, and now 2 of them are in Dublin within 4 days.
It's a quick turnaround. Like, it's, they're really kind of cramming the games in as much as they can. Like, but listen, it's just something you got to deal with. Like, as a footballer, you're on the road a lot, but we just got to concentrate on getting the 3 points. Like, it's just taking another game off, and then we'll move on to next Friday again.
And the 4 wins on the bounce, obviously huge for morale as well.
Oh yeah, massive. Yeah, obviously we'd been disappointed with the 3 draws in a row, but we kind of just drew a line under that, and you know, it's all about momentum and confidence. I think the more you get playing well and, you know, picking up the 3 points, you can just keep bringing it on to the following game. Like, so that's obviously what we've got to do tomorrow night and then Friday again.
What are you expecting against Bohemians tomorrow night?
Well, obviously, my experience playing the first game of the season, it's going to be a battle against them. I think they're well set up, well drilled. They're usually quite direct, but it'd be a tough game. It might be one of them. We're just going to have to be patient and, you know, obviously take the opportunities when they come, because we might not get many opportunities, but just take them when they come.
Spoke to John about heading up to Dalymount Park and the challenges that poses. I mean, it's a big, massive open pitch. The surface isn't great. What's it like for you playing there?
It's a massive pitch. Like, so you'd hope that we'd be able to use that to our advantage and open the pitch up and find some space and stuff. Obviously, I know I've been hearing the pitch isn't great up there, but again, just going to have to deal with that and just concentrate on just everybody being at it from the start, and I'm sure if we do, then we'll pick up the 3 points, definitely. Yeah.